children are among the dead in Gaza, but children in Israel are also ducking for cover because of the threat from militant rocket fire. Daniela Cheslow reports on a summer camp in Jerusalem where 100 Jewish and Arab children are trying to stay connected, keep safe, and have fun.
Project Harmony is run at Jerusalem's only Arabic-Hebrew bilingual school, the Max Rein Hand-in-Hand School. Kids have been coming together here for 5 years, but this is the first time the kids are coming during war. Efrat Meir, who manages camp, says the staff made sure everyone was prepared.
Camp started July 6th. It started already when we knew that the environment is not so stable. The first day we talked to the kids about that it might be a little bit stressful, but then the real violence started a bit later. The first thing we did after the first night with the sirens was to make sure they all know where the shelters are and to do another drill.
There's an all-American rah-rah spirit here, and that's both because camp is in English and because it was co-founded by Lexi Tabachnik from Philadelphia. There are 23 counselors, mostly American. Campers range in age from 9 to 14.
I'm Rafi Filimon, and I'm 12 years old.
Rafi's sitting with his friend Emmanuel Samara, who's 11. They're both Christian Palestinians. Rafi goes to the hand-in-hand school year-round. Emmanuel says Rafi's mom kind of sprang camp on them.
His mother gave us a paper to fill, like, she told us about the camp. So we filled it.
All the kids eat lunch together. Today it's a giant pot of maklube, a Palestinian dish made with rice and fried vegetables. There's no meat at camp, so no one has to worry about breaking Jewish or Muslim dietary laws. So far this summer, there's also no pool. Staff was worried about the rockets. Still, the kids do usual camp stuff. Sports, movies, arts and crafts. Today is sports day, and since they're doing these activities as Arabs and Jews, the kids learn about each other. Take language, for example. Here's Emmanuel.
I was happy when I heard them, like, speaking Arabic because they are Jews, like, speaking Arabic. But in the R, they say R. Because of this, sometimes you don't understand them.
It sounds maybe like
I'm Inbar Shaked Vardi.
Inbar is a Jewish Israeli. She's 14. She has curly hair, wears glasses. Her friend Lelia Ben-Horin is 14, too, and the bottom half of her brown hair is dyed hot pink. They both go to the school year-round. Inbar says her friends outside don't understand, especially now.
Right when it started, most of them were mad at me that I go here, that I speak to Arabs, because when three kids has been murdered and everybody thinks that who did it are Palestinians, Palestinians become enemies. You can't, like, it's really hard to stop it.
Emmanuel says he doesn't plan on telling anyone where he spent the summer. His normal school has no Jewish students, and he doesn't think his friends would get why he's here.
If they hear that my friends in school, they would say, you love Jews, you love Jews, you love Jews. In front of my friends, I say, I don't love Jews. Because they make it a big deal.
Another thing these kids share? Just being kids in a time of war. While I visit, we hear gunshots and only find out later that Palestinian kids were shooting in the air to celebrate the results of their final exams. But the initial fear we all felt underscores the relief of this camp and the school itself. I ask if the Jews feel like they're cheering on their team while Arab kids might be rooting for Hamas.
I don't think we have teams. I think this war isn't, like, between, like, Jews and Arabs. It's between, like, insane people who are full of hate. And, like, in this camp, we're all together. All of us are good people who are not willing to hate and kill.
For the world, I'm Daniela Cheslow, Jerusalem.